The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm so excited to welcome one of Hollywood's funniest men, Tracy Morgan.
Hey,
how you feeling, Mr. Morgan?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling awesome.
I'm glad. You should. You're rich. I feel good too every day. So,
that's not the reason why I'm rich. That's not the reason why I feel well. I feel great because I have beautiful children.
I love that answer.
Having some money in your bank account doesn't hurt either, though.
But so you think your children are the reason that you're happiest?
I don't think. I know.
You know, I like hearing that because I would like for you to talk to our co-host here, Anthony A. Myself and DJ Automatic, we're married. I have three beautiful daughters. We share one together. And he refuses to have children, Mr. Morgan. He says he wants to live a child-free life. What think you about a child-free life?
I don't believe in that. I believe my children are my blessing.
Don't you think that Mr. Anthony A. here should have a baby?
I have to correct you. I don't think I know.
See?
Okay.
He doesn't know how to feel. He doesn't know how to feel. I do.
That's what I'm saying. You're missing it, Anthony.
I'm not going to tell the woman I laid with last night this, but now, after Tracy Morgan directed me to have children, I think that's my life purpose right now. Thank you, Tracy.
It gives you purpose.
Without children,
you are purposeless.
It's true. You don't leave a legacy.
At some point, you got to grow up. You got to be an adult.
You just got told to be an adult by Tracy Morgan.
My children made me an adult because they gave me responsibilities, babe.
Ooh.
And you are irresponsible, Anthony.
Irresponsible?
Sometimes.
Rightfully so. I had a plant and it died. So that leaves me a little worrisome, Tracy. And then also, my mother oftentimes tell me that I was, you know, her biggest blessing, yet her biggest mistake. So that is a little bit of how I view things. Sorry about that, brother.
Well, you're not a mistake, bro. You're on the phone with Tracy Morgan. How are you a mistake, bro?
You know, I like that you said, did you plan all of your children or were they blessed surprises?
They were blessed surprises.
No, that's right.
But they were planned too because I've always wanted children. I come from a big family, so I always wanted a lot of children. You know how many children I have?
No.
Now, how many kids?
On the books are off.
Give us a T, sir. I'll include all
of like
them.
This. I'm trying to break Eddie Murphy's record. I'm trying to break Gundy's record. Trying to break Bob Marley's record.
Oh, God.
Hey, now.
I'm old school. I don't pull out. I'm like prison. When I come in, I come in.
Hey, yo.
Hey, man.
So, Tracy, I want to ask you if you remember something. Okay, remember when you were in that movie, The Longest Yard, the Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah.
You remember filming in Santa Fe?
Yeah.
Do you remember that club you used to go to and you'd always talk to that young DJ and we would hang out at the club?
I remember all of that. I got hit by a truck, bro.
Why are you trying to ask
I was trying to remember because I have a very vivid memory of you and I hanging out and you telling me, you want me to call Nas right now? I'll call Nas right now. We went to the back of the club and you called Nas and put me on the phone with Nas.
It's dope. That's my cousin. I just found out Nas is my third cousin.
Oh,
that's why you could call him in the middle of the night and he picked up.
Yeah, you never got hit by a truck. I have. So I always have my memory, man.
Oh, it was a great memory for me, though.
Traumatic brain injury, bro. Coma for 10 days, so I don't remember a lot.
You really are blessed. My brother-in-law, DJ Automatic, you just talked to him. His brother had a traumatic brain injury. He had a stroke. He's a young man, but he had a ski accident, and his aorta separated from the brain area, and it had him go into two massive strokes, and God bless him. He's doing fine. He jogs every day, but
he does have problems with his memory.
He does have problems. Yeah, there's some problems there. How do you cope with that, Mr. Morgan?
Day by day. You know, we're still here because our room ain't ready. When your room is ready, your room is ready.
That's right.
My room wasn't ready.
I know that you have a lot of acting credentials under your belt. You've done many things, but I have to tell you, my favorite role that you've ever been in, I love you as Luis in Rio. I love that role. It brought me so much joy.
I had so much fun doing it. It was fun.
All the slobber. All right, Tracy, thank you for taking your time.
Yo, I can't wait to come out there to Phoenix. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have so much fun on stage.
Yes.
I was just there for the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, sir, we didn't sleep for 3 weeks.
I was there with my daughter and my son, so it was incredible.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, we're excited for you to be here.
I love the city and I love the town. And it was incredible.
What else you got going on in your life?
Well, May 20th, I'm doing a special for HBO Max in Boston at the Wilbur. It's going to be that. Incredible.
Tracy got real money and HBO money?
Hello, yay! New
and
Tracy
all those kids. Stay blessed.
New special on the way. Let's go.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Love you, Tracy Morgan. Thank you for taking the time, sir. Stay blessed. Bye.
Be well. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.